This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Biden administration is sending Ukraine a small number of advanced rocket systems. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Ukrainian leaders have been begging for the high-tech medium-range rocket systems as they struggle to stall Russian progress in the Donbas region. The systems are part of a new $700 million tranche of U.S. security assistance that tries to strike a balance between helping Ukraine battle the ferocious Russian artillery barrages in the east while not providing weapons that could allow Ukraine to hit targets deep inside Russia. Two senior administration officials tell the AP the current package also includes helicopters, Javelin anti-tank weapon systems, tactical vehicles, and spare parts. Ben Thomas, Washington.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Wednesday said his country would supply Ukraine with modern anti-aircraft missiles and radar systems, stepping up arms deliveries amid criticism that Berlin was not doing enough to help Kyiv. Scholz told lawmakers that the government has decided to provide Ukraine with Iris-T missiles developed by Germany together with other NATO nations. He said Germany will also supply Ukraine with radar systems to help locate enemy artillery. The European Union's groundbreaking decision to ban nearly all oil from Russia to punish the country for its invasion of Ukraine is a blow to Moscow's economy, but experts say the effects may be blunted by rising energy prices and other countries who are willing to buy some of the petroleum. European Union leaders agreed late Monday to cut Russian oil imports by about 90% over the next 6 months. It was a dramatic move that was considered unthinkable just months ago. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Denmark's largest energy company says Russia is cutting off its gas supply because it refused to pay in rubles. It's the latest escalation over European energy amid the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Russia had previously halted natural gas supplies to other EU countries for refusing a demand to pay in rubles, and on Tuesday, the tap was turned off on the Netherlands. Now, Danish energy company Ørsted says it still expects to be able to service customers, saying, "We stand firm in our refusal to pay in rubles, and we've been preparing for this scenario." Russian President Vladimir Putin had declared in the wake of Western sanctions that unfriendly foreign buyers needed to open two accounts, one to pay in euros and dollars as specified in contracts, and the other in rubles. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The government of Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega has ordered the closure of 83 more civic groups and non-governmental organizations. The move Tuesday brings to 200 the number of such closures this year, and a total of 320 since protests against the Ortega regime erupted in 2018. The institutions closed include the Nicaraguan Academy of Letters, which was founded in 1928 and had included opposition writers like Jocondo Belli and Sergio Ramirez. The country's Congress is dominated by Ortega's Sandinista Party, and it voted 75-0 with 16 abstentions to close the groups. Canada's British Columbia is set to temporarily decriminalize some drug possession to tackle the abuse problem. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Canada will temporarily decriminalize the possession of some illegal drugs like cocaine, MDMA, and opioids for personal use by adults in British Columbia to help tackle a growing drug abuse problem in the province, the government said on Tuesday. The substances will remain illegal, but adults found in possession of up to 2.5 grams will no longer be arrested, charged, or have their drugs seized, according to an official statement. British Columbia, Canada's westernmost province and the epicenter of the country's overdose crisis, had requested the federal government for such an exemption in November. The exemption, a first in Canada, is intended to reduce the stigma associated with substance abuse and make it easier for people to approach law enforcement and other authorities to seek guidance. The exemption will be in effect from January 31st, 2023 to January 31st, 2026, and police will offer information on available health and social supports instead of punishing those found in possession of small amounts of exempt drugs. The exemption does not apply to airports, schools, and members of the Canadian military. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.